Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 25, Part 2. Very little is known of his personal life, Julia, and some anti-Stratfordians take this as indirect evidence against his authorship. Julia could no longer contain herself. William Shakespeare was not royalty or part of the aristocracy. It is normal that his commoner's life was not fully documented and preserved. I agree, and the majority of scholars feel the same. But the conspiracists insist that the lack of biographical information is an indication of an organized attempt by government officials to censor all traces of Shakespeare from the historical record and to hide the true writer's identity. Julia huffed and shook her head in disbelief, folding her lips into a hard line. I know it's tough to swallow, Julia, but these people have accumulated circumstantial evidence, such as similarities between the events and characters portrayed in the texts, and the biography of their preferred candidate, literary parallels with the known texts of their candidate, and concealed cryptographic allusions and codes in Shakespeare's own works written by contemporaries. Julia, gripped with fury, continued to steam and shake her head. Wade appeared oblivious to the extent of his driver's consternation over the controversy. On the other hand, he counter-argued, nearly all academic Shakespeareans believe that the playwright and poet referred to as Shakespeare was the same man who was born in Stratford in 1564 and who died there in 1616. He became an actor and shareholder in the playing company that owned the Blackfriars Theatre, the Globe Theatre, and exclusive rights to produce Shakespeare's works from 1594 to 1642. But, emphasizing the word, despite the scholarly consensus, a relatively small but highly diverse and visible assortment of supporters have questioned the conventional attribution. He reached for his tablet and began reading aloud. Including prominent public figures such as Mark Twain, Henry James, Walt Whitman, Sigmund Freud, Helen Keller, Charlie Chaplin, Michael York, Jeremy Irons, John Gielgud, Mark Rylance, and Derek Jacobi, who have found the arguments against Shakespeare's authorship persuasive. His eyes abandoned the digital screen and fixed on Julia's profile. Their endorsements are an important element in many anti-Stratfordian arguments.
Remind me, David, how all of this ties in with modern anti-Stratfordians.
Wade stroked his stubble cheek inattentively. Most of the candidates put forth as the true author of the works by William Shakespeare are talented noblemen. Modern anti-Stratfordians believe the use of the Shakespeare pen name was attributed to the stigma of print, a convention that aristocratic writers could not take credit for authoring plays for the public stage.
All interesting, David, but I still don't believe it.
Julia made her concluding declaration with less fervor than her previous statements, instead employing a more conciliatory tone. I need to know more about all this, Wade stated, channeling his inner scholar. Information is the only true currency. Coincidentally, his comment requesting additional knowledge accompanied their drive-by of a large highway panel, signaling their imminent arrival in England's academic hub, the historic university city of Oxford.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Check out the free access to this novel's accompanying visuals, including maps, charts, timelines, photos, illustrations, and diagrams at patreon.com/markvinette. I hope you are enjoying this reading of the Denari novel, The Dead Letter. Please tell a family member or friend about the presentation of this audiobook. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.